Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from the Oklahoma Farm Report. Did you know of the 51% of consumers that have concerns about beef production, their greatest concern is animal welfare? Raised with Respect is a campaign brought to you by Sysco and the Certified Angus Beef Program to highlight the shared commitment of cattle care by farmers and ranchers and the entire beef community through encouraging beef quality assurance certification. You have a rare opportunity to attend a special BQA workshop hosted by CAB and Sysco Friday, June 28th in Woodward, Oklahoma at the Woodward Livestock Auction. Registration begins at 1 p.m. and the program will start at 1:30. Experts from OSU will take you through interactive training, a market update, meat cutting demonstration, and of course, a certified Angus beef dinner. There'll also be great giveaways. To learn more, visit cabcattle.com. That's cabcattle.com.
Well, at the Ranchers Sustainable Tour hosted by Clay Bertram, Oklahoma Farm Report intern Kate Munson had the opportunity to visit with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur to talk a little bit about how important it is for agricultural producers and beef producers to make sure they're telling their story.
No. Well, you know, I think there's lots of consumers that have ideas about beef or any of the livestock protein side of things. And so to be able to be educating these producers about, you've got to be communicating, you've got to be sharing a good story about what you're doing. And that's certainly on the livestock side of things. I know that BQA is part of the training that'll happen today, but it's also really important to consumers how we are managing our environment, how we're handling soil health, how we're handling the water side of things. And so just to have kind of that full circle conversation for a producer to be able to say, hey, here's all the things that I'm doing on my operation to get this high quality protein to your plate. We have a great story to tell. For a long time, we didn't have to worry about telling that story. But now consumers are very engaged. They want to ask those questions. They want to have that information. So this training opportunity today for all of these producers to be a part of, I think, is incredibly beneficial.
Secretary Arthur also serves as the current president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA, and she said they've been busy.
I will be surprised, I think, if we get a farm bill in 2024, but we spent a significant amount of time on the farm bill and bringing forward those NASDA priorities to policymakers there at the federal level. We've also spent a lot of time on the HPAI situation that we've seen in dairy cattle, just wanting to remind consumers that we've got good quality folk at the state and federal level that are managing that animal health situation, but that product is safe to consume.
To hear the complete conversation with intern Kate Munson and Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, checking in this week with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson to talk a little bit about what wheat prices look like this week.
Well, prices have been falling, and I think that may be because we're having a nice, big, good quality product. You look at the futures price, we've dropped about $1.20 on the cash and futures market, but it's all been in the cash and futures. The basis has remained the same, and I think that's the good news right here. You look at wheat prices, go just before June 1, they were up $6.85, down to around $5.65 right now, falling $1.20. And again, I think that's because of the big harvest.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.